Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, stranger.
That's Barbara Lewis bringing us back. One of the great classics there. It seems so. Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. One for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ami Kazar is our guest. Ami is one of the great members of our Brain Trust, the CEO and the founder of Multifunding, multifunding.com, an award-winning business owner, award-winning entrepreneur. Ami, thanks again for being here. Folks, Ami is one of the great resources today for acquiring capital in your small business, especially when it comes to the online world. I mean, give us an update. Give us a report on where things are, and help us consider borrowing money online, getting capital online.
Yeah, it's getting more complicated out there. You know, last year, as I called it, the Wild Wild West, and everyone was having free reign. These lenders were having free reign of doing whatever they wanted, really. And we still see hundreds of quasi banks being run out of garages, and an abundance of choices for small businesses to get money online. There are a couple of things happening in the market. The regulatory pressure is really starting to heat up. Some states have adopted different legislation. California has, and Illinois is getting there. And there's a lot of pressure and work going on with the in Washington, trying to figure out what's going on in the online lending space. And I suspect it won't be long before some legislation happens. In preparation for all this, my best advice to any small business owner or entrepreneur looking for money online is, if it's too good to be true, it likely is.
Yeah.
And part of this is that there has been and continues to be hundreds of short-term online lenders or cash advance lenders who will say to you, Jim, I'll lend you 50, pay me back 60.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you think, Jim? You think that's going to cost you 10 grand? Or maybe you do the math and you do, say, 20% interest, correct?
Well, yeah, and of course it depends. That wouldn't be too bad if it was a 30-year loan, right? But this is probably we're talking short-term stuff, right?
Well, let's say it's a six-month loan. Then what's it going to cost you, Jim, on an APR
basis? 40%.
Yeah, but guess what, Jim? Instead of taking the money out of your checking account once a month, they're going to take it out of your checking account every day.
Every day, yeah. I've seen those.
Giving you less time to use the money.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the interest rate going to be, Jim?
It's going to be in the triple digits.
It's going to be closer to 80 to 90%.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And so what this whole movement of lenders is doing now is they're coming up with a lot of arguments and quote-unquote research to suggest that the small business borrower shouldn't worry about APR, and that's not a meaningful metric, and total borrowing cost is a meaningful metric.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you borrow that 50 from the lender to pay them back 60, your total borrowing cost is 10. And if you borrow that 50 from the SBA and pay back 60 over 10 years, your total borrowing cost is going to be about 20. And so they will argue that total borrowing cost is the important metric and way that business owners should evaluate and consider
mm-hmm.
these loans.
Mm-hmm. Now, I would
say, they don't tell.
Go ahead.
Go ahead,
finish.
What they don't tell you is that because of the intense cash flow pressure that this loan is going to cause your business, the greatest likelihood is that you will have to enter into multiple loan renewals.
Right.
And that your quote-unquote total borrowing costs will land up almost invariably exponentially higher than any of the other loan programs.
Don't go down that rabbit hole, folks. You know, one of the things, Mommy, we talked to earlier about the guy who just refused to let somebody have a loan on a lien on his house. I think where I would draw the line on a lender would be if giving them access to my credit card, to my checking account, allowing them to draw money from. I would not borrow money from anybody if they weren't going to allow me to make a payment.
And that's a fair point, Jim, but again, that's your own emotional level.
Yeah, well, that's not just emotional, that's the practical level, because I don't want, now, obviously, I borrow money from my bank. You could say they have access to my bank account, but still, because they, you know, if I overdraft, they can you know, pull money out of my account. But still, I would not allow them to even my bank doesn't pull a payment out of my account unless I tell them to.
Fair enough, but that's how all the online lenders.
But don't you agree, though, that would be a good standard for someone to have?
That would be a good standard.
And then if they do that, they'll rule out a lot of the people who would overcharge them for interest.
It's a good standard, Jim. But then the flip side of that is, what if you need the money quickly?
Yeah.
And you can't get it anywhere else.
This is where I say, if you're in that kind of shape, you're probably in denial. You're probably just prolonging the inevitable death of your company. That's just the way it is. That's just nature's way, as they say. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame, Mr. Tough Love. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.